So, wonderful good morning, dear community. This is Jack World 2026. And the first stop, of course, because my heart is for sustainability, is the Circularity Village here in Hall 5, D94, I think. And I'm speaking right now to Estelle Osso, and she's from the nice country of Andorra. Estelle, thank you for being part of our show.
Thank you.
I'm here together with Estelle to speak about, of course, ECCA, the European Circular Composites Alliance, as we did many, many times. And before we dive into this project, into this self-organized private initiative, as Roberto would say, I would like to know more about Estelle and her function. So Estelle, what is your function at UCL? You are quite new member. I met you the first time in December on the 4th at the General Assembly.
Absolutely, yes.
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
I joined the ECCA Adventure for the General Assembly in December 2025, and I am the ECCA coordinator.
So Estelle, one of your jobs as an ECCA coordinator is, of course, the working groups.
Yes.
So there are several working groups. Maybe just remind us which working groups there are and what happens with the learnings and the discussed results of the working groups.
As you said, ECCA is organized in 5 working groups. We have aerospace and defense, automotive, industrial and recreational, construction, and we have a 5th working group, which is the crossover working group. And the goal of this working group is to gather all the problematics, but also the solutions that have been developed in the different working groups. And the final idea is to bring all this as an advocacy to go through the European Commission and speak to one voice to the European Commission. So my role in ECCA as coordinator is to supervise the work that has been developed in all the working groups, gather them, and having the work not in parallel, but gathering all the developments that are being done in the working groups.
Yes, that sounds really interesting. Thank you so much. And that we have the support of the European Commission for this is a wonderful thing, of course. But then now let's go from the bird perspective down to the nitty-gritty of project. And one of the projects that I will be highlighting together with the UCIA is Refresh. That will be soon, dear community, we will be soon live with this project with some of the members, also with you, of course. Yeah, tell our community maybe as an initial introduction, what is Refresh? Why have you done on this? And why is it important? How does it create the story in composites?
Well, the Refresh project, I believe it will be a very nice case study for the industry and for the composite recycling perspective. It's a project that was supported and founded by the European Commission. I was involved in the Refresh project with my previous company, which was a recycling company that builded machines to shred and sort. It was the first contact that I had with UCL, Roberto and Rafael. And it was a very nice project. Well, it is a nice project that it's ongoing, and I think it's closing in 2026. The goal of the project is to build an entire value chain from the dismantling of a wind blade into the recycling of the different parts that compose wind blades. So in the wind blade, you have 70% of the material which is composites, but you also have some wood, a little bit of metals, and you have to sort out all these materials and you have to valorize the composites. And this is where I also met Yencraft, which is also present in the Circular Village. They have a very nice technology of pyrolysis, but electric pyrolysis, to separate the matrix from the fillers. So in this case, the resin from the glass fibers. They are doing a very nice job, and it is really an industrial case scenario. And the composite industry, they really need for now industrial case scenarios to show that the circularity is possible and the recycling technologies are developing and they should bring solutions into the future.
Short break. While we are getting creative, we have 3 full days, and within the 3 full days, we will have a lot of coffee. And therefore, I like it that we have in the Circularity Village this coffee machine. So, Estelle, meanwhile, my coffee is freshly brewed. Thank you so much that we have in the Circular Village a coffee machine.
Yes.
Coffee is essential these days.
Very nice. Good place to be.
Yes. We will come off, pass by often. Let's go now back to the future of ECCA. How do you see how this will develop?
Just right now, we have celebrated our first anniversary of ECCA. It was launched in the JEC World in 2025. So here we are back into the beginning, JEC World 2026. I think for the very near future, the first thing is to gather the people around, which was a very successful start. We have already more than 200 members, which was a little bit unexpected, but we're very happy about that. So now we have to organize of how to manage 200 people that are volunteering and giving their own time. For this, first thing is to align with the objectives. We all have different visions of circularity, and we have first to align on where we want to go. I think that in December 2026, in the second General Assembly, what would be nice is to show what the different working groups have achieved in terms of objectives and vision roadmap. I think that is a very good step to start, and it's better to take your time in having a good beginning and then developing. And for the future, the thing that was really said in the working groups is to develop business cases, to show to the world that things are possible. Then we're working to prove that in the coming years. It will be having from theoretical studies to in real life propositions.
Mm-hmm. Everyone can still join, of course.
Absolutely.
Who is relevant to this industry
or
who has an interest, please, community, make use of it. Now it's over 200 members.
223
yes. As of today. So, and there will be also a new General Assembly this year. On the 3rd of December, where we will be welcoming you all after you have signed the ECCA membership. Estelle, thank you so much for
insights.
Ilkay Özkisoğlu, creating sustainable value with Composites 360 on tour. Now available on LinkedIn, YouTube, and your preferred audio podcast app.
Where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening our Composites Launch podcast episodes on Composites 360 on tour. With expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the DACH region, Europe, or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites Launch Composites 360 on tour on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites Launch brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.